Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Good evening, friends. This is Brother Byron with the Holy Manna radio broadcast. I pray you've been having a great day today. We've been talking this week on a sermon that I preached recently at Highland Baptist Church. It was titled, Four Devilish Distractions. And so far, we've looked at those four things. We've looked at greed. That's, you know, desiring to have things that you don't have or more things. Also, discontentment. A lot of people are discontent in their marriage, discontent with their bodies, discontent with just many things in life, and it causes problems. And then we looked at the distraction of worry, how the devil would love for us to worry about everything, especially those things that we have no control over. And then the fourth thing was just distractions as a whole. Lots of distractions today in this world we live in. We talked a lot about how we're distracted with our mobile phones, access to the internet, social media, so many things that distract us these days. And so today, as we continue on and finish this message, I want to read the text to you that we've been taking it from, and it's in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. And here the Bible says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me."
Look, I'm not saying we shouldn't have fun or enjoy life and do things, but we must keep these distractions at a minimum. Because when we allow them to control us, friends, then the devil has us right where he wants us. How many people do you know, if they were taking their last breath, would they say, "Listen, I wish I'd spent more time watching sports"? None. It wouldn't anybody say that. What if they said, "I wish I'd spent more time on my smartphone"? You're not going to hear one say that. You know what they're going to say? "I wish I'd spent more time on the things that mattered, on my family, on the Lord, doing the things that God wanted me to do. I wish I'd done more of that. But I was distracted." All these distractions. Did you know that Lifeway did a recent church survey? And they found that 2 in 5 churches in the United States modified their Sunday evening services on Super Bowl Sunday. Modified them in some way. They either shortened them, didn't have them, a lot of them didn't have them, had parties, just had a fellowship where they watched the ball game. But 2 in 5 churches modified their Sunday evening services for football. Now, I'm not here to put down football. If you like it, go for it. But let me ask you this. How many here got saved while they were at church? Okay, almost, most people in here were saved in church. Imagine, if you will, if it was Super Bowl Sunday, was the day that you were going to be saved. And the pastor of the church decided, you know what, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Probably won't be many people there. Let's just close the doors for Super Bowl Sunday. And that was the day that you were going to be saved. What if the day that I was at church in 1972, what if the pastor of that church says, you know what, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Let's not have services tonight. What would that little 6-year-old boy hear about the Lord and get saved? Because the church closed its doors for a distraction. Now listen, you may think, well, that's awful strong, and I think that's just going a little too far. No, it is not. The things that matter, friends, is what we need to stick with. When we allow the devil to distract us, and if he's distracting the church, there's a real problem there. We cannot stay distracted. You believe me, friend, when you stand before the Lord at the end of your life, he's not going to ask you who won the Super Bowl. He's not going to ask you about Tom Brady deflating footballs or whatever the controversy is this time. I have no idea. I don't even know who played this past time. But he is not going to ask you anything about sports or anything like that. But I guarantee the time you spent for him is going to come up. It's going to come up. Because that's where we receive our rewards. If you're a Christian, that's the time that we receive rewards for the things that we've done for him. How awful to think to stand before the Lord and all you can think about was, yes, Sunday was football Sunday. It was bowling day. Whatever distraction it was that you allowed in your life. So what's the answer? Well, look back at verse 6 of our text and we'll be finished. He writes, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. In other words, what we have to do is plead the blood. Because our flesh continues to draw us away. It continues to allow us to be distracted. And we need to fall and plead upon the Lord to help us with it. We must rely on the Lord when greed, discontent, worry, and distraction come up our life. And we need to lean on Him for everything we need. I want to read you these final words that were penned down by the Apostle Paul at the church at Philippi. Philippians 4, 4 through 13. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last of your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So the distractions that are out there, the greed, the worry, the discontentment, all these things can be taken care of if we just do what God's Word tells us to do. It's all through Jesus, and we can do it all through Christ. I'd like the ladies to come and get an invitation song. Perhaps you're distracted tonight for some reason. Maybe you need help with it. Maybe the Lord needs to take it from you. Would you lay it down at His feet tonight? Quit carrying it around like a ball and chain. Oh, we do that. We carry around our worries and our cares and allow them to distract us and get us down. But we need to hand them over to the Lord. Let's all stand tonight as they play and let's pray together. If you have a need, you come to the altar. Heavenly Father, God, we thank You, Lord, for the message tonight. I pray that it's been helpful. Lord, I pray for that one that may be here tonight, God, that is being distracted by something. Whatever it is, God, You know what it is. They know. God, would You have them turn it over to You tonight, Lord, to just let go of it. God, You said that You'd take care of it. God, if we'd cast our cares on You, and God, that You love us, we know that, Lord. But Lord, would You take these burdens from us, these problems, these distractions? Oh, Lord, help us with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, friends, I pray that this message has been helpful to you and that you'll consider what God's Word says about these things. I pray that we'll keep the devil's distractions away from us and to a minimum so that we can focus on what's important. We need today to be focused on the Lord, the things of God, and keep these distractions out of our lives that disrupt us. I want to leave you today by letting you listen to my dad sing a song. Back when he was living, he used to sing and play the guitar, and he recorded several good hymns, and this is one of them that he sang, and it's called I Don't Know About Tomorrow. And it talks about what we've been preaching on here about worry and distractions and not being concerned about tomorrow because the Lord has it all in His hands. And I pray that this blesses your heart.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining, there no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.